This is KUT. Walls, they can shelter us, they can divide us, but when does the wall itself become an object of curiosity? Well, one wall has on the campus of UT Austin, as KUT's Mose Bushell reports.
It stands on the western edge of campus, looking kind of like a 10 by 20 foot white honeycomb. But its designer, UT architecture professor Danelle Briscoe, calls it a living wall.
And in each of the honeycomb cells, there's either a plant, a sort of native species plant that's hardy and requires very little water, or we have some cells that are filled with what we call habitats.
There's a place for a bird's nest, a place for a beehive, even a rough surface where lizards can exfoliate.
So that's our lizard spa.
As we talk, a man and woman stop to admire the wall. The woman, Jen Sims, asks Briscoe if this is her project.
This is my project.
Oh, it's awesome.
Thank you.
If you ever need to move it, I know where I want it.
Okay, good to know.
It's just the kind of reaction Briscoe wants. This is a pilot project, so it has instruments that monitor how much water it uses, how much heat it absorbs, and also how many people stop to take a look. After all, people need to like looking at it.
And so what would be the next step? If this is deemed a success, is there someone looking at us right there?
There is. There's someone photographing us from a window above the wall.
Is that someone you know? Have you put them up to that?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
All right. Well, we're always being monitored, I guess. Hi there.
I guess so.
Hello.
Now, back to my question. What is the next step? Briscoe says here in Austin, she'd like to install a living wall to beautify UT's Guadalupe Street parking garage. She's also getting emails about including them in buildings across the country. But first, she and her colleagues need to work to make this one on campus more self-sustaining and to see if the plants can survive the next few months.
It's going to get really hot,
really hot.
Mose Bushell, KUT News.